This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body. Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring up at an operating room theater life prior to doctors cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation to my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance, so I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise daily. Included in this regimen is a product called Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is an all-natural organic formula which has helped lower not only my blood pressure, but my cholesterol and blood sugar levels as well, while improving my circulation and quality of sleep. My biggest goal is to live a longer, healthier life, and Heart and Body Extract is helping me overcome the challenges of my recovery, so I may reach those goals. You need to visit hbextract.com right now or call 866-295-5305. After all, with a money-back guarantee, can you afford not to? Take control of your life. Pick up the phone and call 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. I'm doing three things. Ride a bike every day. I've been dieting since March. And I take Heart and Body. Very shortly, I'm going to be shipping some out to you folks. So, anyway. Here we have, right now, while they've got the Democratic convention going on, the DNC convention, this is plenty of chances, plenty of opportunity for these Democratic politicos to step up and talk to the Clinton News Network and talk about some gun control. So, here we have Congressman Brad Sherman, who decides to go wrong as the day is long. Let's see, his first claim. You don't need 30 bullets in a magazine to bring down a deer, and if you do, you shouldn't be hunting. Well, sorry, Congressman, that completely misses the point. The primary purpose for the Second Amendment is self-defense, not deer hunting. The government cannot make arbitrary limitations on the best available means for providing for my own self-defense. And we've tried that once before. We went down that road. We had an assault weapon high cap magazine ban, and the Justice Department found it had no effect on crime. Try again. So he does. He says, this is about how many bullets you need in a magazine. Do you need a gun that will spray bullets around? Even the gun advocates say you shouldn't have a bazooka at home, nor do you need one. All right, at this particular point, I don't know what the good congressman is talking about. I don't think he does either. This is another example of an anti-gun politician who doesn't know what he's talking about and who doesn't bother to find out. Firearms that spray bullets are called fully automatic machine guns. And if you've got enough money to buy one and you find one that works, because it has to be made prior to some arbitrary date in 1986, so they're now antiques. If you find one that works, go ahead and spend that five figures on it, and then you will have a gun that sprays bullets. Which, by the way, those have never been used. The NFA items have never been used in a crime. Since the NFA has been in effect, regular civilians that own NFA items have never used them in a crime. So, what the hell are you talking about there? Then, no one's talking about bazookas. Bazookas as a nomenclature don't even exist anymore. At at debate here are firearms that anti-gun politicians have dubbed assault weapons, which are the most common rifles in America and the preferred firearms used by Americans for self-defense. They are not missile-launching apparatus. Next claim. Does anybody out there think that someone is so dangerous that we prevent them from their constitutional right to travel? We won't let them get on a plane, but we'll let them buy a gun. Of course, we need a system for getting off that list in due process, but if due process says you're too dangerous to fly, then you're too dangerous to buy a gun. Well, on the terror watch list, there's no due process. And we offered that up to you. John Cornyn offered that up to you Democrats, and you guys shot him down. So there's no due process. There is none. A government bureaucrat somewhere decides, you know, based on some unknown criteria, to place a person's name on a list. Kennedy was on the list. Nelson Mandela was on the list. A bunch of kids have been on the list. Feinstein's bill had no due process. Due process is the government offering some proof of your guilt first. And by the way, if you're too dangerous to fly, you shouldn't be walking around. And here's the other thing. If you can't be allowed to own a gun, you shouldn't be allowed to go around without a custodian. Now, wait a minute, Bill. What about people who are mentally ill? And what about people that are felons and all this stuff? Okay, the felons we've got covered. The mentally ill, we don't have a mental health system in the United States. So, all right. So, if somebody is depressed, okay? And let's think about that. They want to add certain things to the prohibited persons lists. So, let's say somewhere down the road, I'm in my 80s, and my mate that I've been married to for 65 years dies. And I'm depressed. And I go to the doctor and I say, hey, doc, I'm depressed. Can you give me something to sleep? I'm not mentally ill. Now, they would take that and use that against me. Because what they want to do, right, because we have Obamacare now, although it's failing, which is a good thing. But with Obamacare, one of the things to do with Obamacare, they were going to have all of these centralized records. And then they would do a cross-check. Like if your name is Steve Smith. Steve Smith, you're out there. Glock 17, Zoloft. Do you have those two things in common? If you have the Zoloft, you're obviously a kook. I'm being asked to, I think, the leftists may attempt to call all gun owners mentally ill and automatically put them on the no-fly list. I have no doubt about it. They want to label the desire to own a gun mental illness, which is fine. They seem to be quite happy to be surrounded by them. Charles Rangel thinks they should be guarded by guns. You know, when you look at somebody like that who looks in a camera, excuse me, Congressman Rangel, with your very dapper dressing and that wild tie that you got around your neck and all that other stuff and that crazy hair of yours. Do you think that you, the political elite, should be guarded by guns? Well, of course. Well, what about regular people? I don't think regular people need guns. Well, how many of you senators get attacked? How many representatives get raped? I mean, just the other day, there was actually a political operative that was murdered, and that made big news because it just doesn't happen. So, when you look at somebody like that and you see somebody like Rangel getting out there saying that your life is not important enough for you to guard it, don't you just kind of wish, don't you just wish society's ills would hit him upside his head, upside his very, very nicely styled hair and those very dapper suits that he wears. I mean, dressed to the nines, the cat is. Dressed to the nines. Elite as the day is long. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about the pushback that Mara Healey is getting in Massachusetts, which they should be, what should be happening right about now is the governor, Baker, he should be looking at her. He should be calling her up in Philadelphia, where she is right now at the DNC convention, saying, get your butt back here, because we're going to talk, because I don't even know what you just did. Because we're going to talk about the vagaries of this ban she's got. We'll be right back. education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality. A new standard emerges in America today. Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body. Heart health, long life, I squandered that in my youth. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring up at an operating room theater life prior to doctors cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation to my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance, so I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise daily. Included in this regimen is a product called Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is an all-natural organic formula which has helped lower not only my blood pressure, but my cholesterol and blood sugar levels as well, while improving my circulation and quality of sleep. My biggest goal is to live a longer, healthier life, and Heart and Body Extract is helping me overcome the challenges of my recovery so I may reach those goals. You need to visit HBExtract.com right now or call 866-295-5305. After all, with a money-back guarantee, can you afford not to? Take control of your life. Pick up the phone and call 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. Check them out. Check them out. It's, your life is worth it. Your life is worth the preventative nature of that kind of a supplement. Let's see. I have no thoughts on that 188 about shooting different calibers out of 5.56. I just like to shoot to 5.56. I got lots of it, too. Last week, Massachusetts Attorney General Mara Healey, she got out there and decided just to, gosh, that shouldn't have happened, to wad up the Second Amendment and throw it away. And it played well to the gun ban crowd in the Democratic Party. But she took a moment of national anger over the assassinations of police officers to push her personal anti-Second Amendment policies while the legislature was not in session, and dozens of legislators were not amused by this. They're the ones that make the law, not her. From WBUR.org, angered by her announcement last week that her office will step up its enforcement of the state's assault weapons ban, a bipartisan group of 58 lawmakers sent Attorney General Mara Healey a letter over the weekend opposing in the strongest possible terms her decision and the way she announced it. What she did was she announced that she will crack down on enforcement of the state's 1998 assault weapons ban, specifically focusing on what she called copycat versions or duplicates of firearms banned under that law. Now, this is partly how checks and balances are supposed to work. The legislators are jealous of their power. They openly say so. They say that if Healey had come to them, acknowledged their power, and asked, they might well have accommodated her. But that's not the way she wanted to work it. So her diktat is a completely new interpretation of settled law, of a settled interpretation that has been in place for 18 years, 22 years, if you include the Clinton assault weapon ban, the one that the Massachusetts law mirrored, before the Clinton national ban sunset. So she's created a whole new set of gun bans. She set off a frenzy of buying of the very rifles she claims are so dangerous. And the dealers reported record levels of rifle buying from the CommonwealthMagazine.org. According to data from State Firearms Records Bureau, gun enthusiasts bought 2,549 rifles on Wednesday, the same day that she announced that she would rigidly enforce a 1998 ban that prohibits the sale of specific semi-automatic guns such as AK-47s and AR-15s, as well as copies or duplicates of the weapons. By contrast, 132 of the guns were sold on Tuesday and 51 on Monday. In 2015, about 10,000 were bought in total. These purchases were in defiance of an order issued by Healey that none of the guns could be sold in Massachusetts after Tuesday. Now, Healey, whose intent was to get rid of the weapons, finds herself now in the very awkward position of trying to undo a run on what she has called weapons of war after they've already been sold. And it appears the Second Amendment supporters did some voting with their pocketbooks. Now, here's a couple things about this. By her interpretation, which I think most of them come nowadays with 8 rounds in the magazine, the venerable 1911 45 ACP pattern pistol is now an assault weapon based upon her interpretation. This is the problem, because the legislators were perfectly happy with the way things were going. They're the ones that make the law. She is the executor of law. She is not the determiner of what law is. That's not her job. Her job is to take the laws that are placed in front of her and to enforce them. Not to get out there and say, you know, I don't like what this is. I don't like it at all. You know what? I'm going to change this. Well, who will change it for me? What, you guys aren't here? You're not in session? I'll change it. Now, if I were a legislator in Massachusetts right about now, and see, this is, we saw this same sort of thing in Colorado. When the Democrats indicated they were not going to listen to their constituents, this alarmed Democratic voters, too. So what you had was a bipartisan backlash coming at these guys, and they said, we're not going to listen to you because we're going to pass this gun control. And then two of them got recalled, and one had to resign before she got recalled. So now we've got this thing happening in-house. You've got the judiciary, or the enforcement arm, trumping and, I mean, basically just taking all the authority away from the legislative branch, and they're the ones making the law. So, you know, I would just defund her. I'd let her show up to work, and, you know, when she tries to push the button for the elevator, there would be no power in the building. When she walks by where there's normally guards, there'd be no guards. There'd be no lights. I would defund her. Legislators do not like to be treated as if they are irrelevant. So I want to see if they come up with a creative way to let their displeasure be known. I would defund her. Now, there are a number of anti-Second Amendment progressives in Massachusetts who think that A.G. Healey's trampling on the rule of law and the Constitution is exactly the kind of government they work, or want, rather. And, you know, we'll see what we get out of this. We'll see what we get out of this. I'd just like to see her run out of town on the rail. I would. That this is almost like a coup. This is a seizure of power. And if they let it happen, well, she'll just do it again. She will do it again. She's seen Eric Holder do it. She has seen Loretta Lynch do it. She thinks she can do it. She thinks she's in Massachusetts, so she can do it. So we'll see what these legislators are made of. Coming up next, where do all these guns that are recovered by the cops come from? This is Lock and Load.
Life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
All right, welcome back. I'm trying to find all this stuff. I just had a computer glitch occur.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body.
Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring up at an operating room theater life prior to doctors cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation to my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance, so I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise daily. Included in this regimen is a product called Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is an all-natural organic formula which has helped lower not only my blood pressure, but my cholesterol and blood sugar levels as well, while improving my circulation and quality of sleep. My biggest goal is to live a longer, healthier life, and Heart and Body Extract is helping me overcome the challenges of my recovery so I may reach those goals. You need to visit HBExtract.com right now or call 866-295-5305. After all, with a money-back guarantee, can you afford not to? Take control of your life. Pick up the phone and call 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. That's one of three things that I do as part of my rehabilitation. I've got a very annoying glitch occurring right now.
Oh, how I love computers. Anyway, all right. Coming from, Pitt Public Health Analysis out of Pittsburgh. They found, and this is coming from the University of Pittsburgh Graduate School of Public Health, They found that nearly 80% of perpetrators carrying a gun recovered by Pittsburgh police were not the lawful owners, a strong indication that theft and trafficking are significant sources of firearms involved in crimes in southwest Pennsylvania. Who would have thunk it? Who would have thought that was the case? This finding suggests a timely opportunity for collaboration between public health and law enforcement officials to better understand and reduce violent crimes involving firearms. I don't see how. This is coming from academia, remember this. The results are published in the journal Social Medicine, funded by the former Falk Foundation. I don't know who they are. Is there anybody out there that gets, they become something, they used to be something else and they're called, is that like the artist formerly known as Prince or something? Coming from lead author Anthony Fabio, that's cool, PhD, MPH, assistant professor of epidemiology at Pitt Public Health. I don't know what MPH stands for. Homicide by firearms continues to rank among the leading causes of death for young people in the U.S. Okay, that's a lie, Doc. And we get this. Given the pandemic threat in the United States of firearm violence, immediate improvement in firearm surveillance is needed to save lives. It's estimated that there's more than 300 million guns in the U.S., and we know firearm production is increasing. In 2013, nearly 11 million firearms were manufactured in the U.S., more than double the number produced in 2008. Dr. Fabio and his team analyzed 762 cases in which a gun was recovered by the Pittsburgh Bureau of Police Firearm Tracking Unit in 2008. In 44.3% of the cases where the perpetrator was not the owner of the firearm, the police could not get in contact with the owner to find out how they lost possession of it. In cases where police made contact with the original owner, more than 30% said they were stolen, but only 57.9% of those had officially reported the theft prior to recovery by police. Firearms reported stolen before recovery by police were owned by women 16.6% of the time. However, that number climbs to 19.3% for firearms reported stolen only after recovery by police. Dr. Fabio says owners who have illegally transferred their firearm, perhaps as a straw purchase where they buy a gun for someone who otherwise would not be legally able to obtain one, may be more likely to resist attempts by police to contact them or claim the firearm was stolen after police contact them. The disparity we found in firearms reported stolen by women may be due to girlfriends and spouses making straw purchases for their male partners. But the overriding issue here is that these numbers are just estimates. Even police departments do not have the resources to accurately and consistently track firearms used in illegal activities. Which is it, dude? Which is it? Is there a pandemic threat, or do you know? And this is the part, you know, whenever academics get out there and start talking all these numbers and everything, there is no pandemic threat of gun violence out there. There's 320 million people here in the United States, and there's 370 million guns. There's 130 some odd million gun owners. If there was a pandemic threat, we wouldn't be talking about 11,000 murders with guns. We'd be talking about 110,000 murders with guns, or 1.1 million murders with guns. That's a pandemic threat. It's not a pandemic threat when you got a, gosh, let's see. What is it, 2.6 million? I talked about this just the other day. Well, I talked about this yesterday with the philosophy of guns. And this is one of these guys trying to make this a public health issue. And this is where, once again, it falls flat. 33,000 deaths per gun per year, average. And of those, about 66% of those are suicide. Sad, but not gun violence. Why aren't we worried about stopping suicides? Why are we so much leaning on the, you know, what is it? One-third of them are murders committed by criminals. Why aren't we concentrating on the suicides, which would be a much bigger chunk of people not dying? But Dr. Fabio and his merry band of, I mean, they prove this one thing where, you know, they say 80%, this, that, the other. He and his co-authors recommend that more efforts be made to educate the public about safe storage of firearms and injury prevention, as well as encourage ongoing systemic collaboration between public health and law enforcement experts to better understand and reduce violent crime and improve access to data collection on firearms. Look, collecting data does not reduce violence. We've been collecting data forever. Socioeconomic stimulation reduces violence. One time, Bloomberg has done one thing that actually stopped some gun crime. And it wasn't going after guns. It was putting some money in one local area somewhere in New Orleans. And crime went down in that area because all of a sudden there was socioeconomic opportunity. Now, when you go into a municipality and turn it into Detroit, well, yeah, you're going to have crime. Chicago is becoming Detroit. Baltimore is going to become Detroit. You know, we don't need to understand violence. Violence is a byproduct of hopelessness and disintegration of the family. And that has been wrought upon Black America by the progressives. Thank you. So we don't need Dr. Fabio here to, you know. I'm not worried about how many women reported a gun stolen versus this. Some of this stuff is redundant. Some of this stuff is redundant. It's not going to do anything. Some of these studies are pointless. They're just out there to make some ripples in a pond. And when you keep repeating this public health argument and then we look at the numbers, it just doesn't hold that water there, Doc. Dr. Fabio. When we get back, one of the only ones that they say should have guns got arrested for having a gun. I don't know what we make of this. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Fog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body. Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring up at an operating room theater life prior to doctors cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation to my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance, so I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise daily. Included in this regimen is a product called Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is an all-natural organic formula which has helped lower not only my blood pressure, but my cholesterol and blood sugar levels as well, while improving my circulation and quality of sleep. My biggest goal is to live a longer, healthier life, and Heart and Body Extract is helping me overcome the challenges of my recovery, so I may reach those goals. You need to visit hbextract.com right now, or call 866-295-5305. After all, with a money-back guarantee, can you afford not to? Take control of your life. Pick up the phone and call 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. All right. Before we go into we'll carry that topic. Let me simply say this. I don't know if some of the people in the chat room were not here last night when we had Tim Knight in here and we were talking about the stuff that he had done. Some in the chat room are saying there is an inevitability of a Hillary Clinton presidency. There's two problems right now in the Democratic Party. One, there was a big portion of people that backed Bernie Sanders. And now that Bernie's out there saying, well, let's support Clinton, they're not buying it. They feel utterly betrayed. Utterly betrayed. Some of them are walking out. Some of them are, you know. So we'll see how that plays. We will see how that plays. Another factor is that in the Northeast, where there's a lot of unions, there's a lot of people out of work. There's been a lot of work turned down for environmental reasons, like the Keystone XL pipeline. That would have been 42,000 jobs. Now, while the unions themselves, the union heads may get out there and throw money to the Democrats
Here's the thing about money when it goes to these people. All that buys is advertising. Advertising. It doesn't buy elections. Votes buy elections. And watch and see if some of the rank and file of these unions don't vote for Trump, because Trump has always had to deal with unions. He builds buildings. He has to deal with unions. So a lot of these guys are going to vote based upon economics. Then there's Black America. Black America, at the hands of the first, well, half white, half black president, has fared horribly. And in order for the Democrats to win the presidency, they have to have a 90% plus turnout of Black America voting for them. And in polling, it's looking like 20 to 25% of Black America is not going to vote for Hillary. Hillary is not liked. She is untrustworthy. She is not Bill Clinton, who had this sort of, you know, folksy thing about him, this sort of down-home charm. Hillary has none of that. She's got none of that. She is standoffish. She hasn't got an idea about anything in the real world. She can't possibly. And I mean, if things go, you know, this whole thing with the emails and the espionage and all this other stuff that she's committed, that's not over with just yet. That's not done by any stretch. So don't sit. There is one inevitability in life. Once we are born, there is one inevitability in life, and that's that we are going to die. And everything else is a variable. In Colorado, where Soros, where Bloomberg, where the Brady campaign went, where Shannon Watts went, they spent $22 for every dollar that the pro-gun side spent on this recall. Except all they were doing was going and doing media buys. Spending money does not equal shoe soles on the ground. The grassroots of Colorado were people on the ground going door to door and explaining to people exactly what they had voted for and what this meant when the Democrats said, we're not going to listen to our constituents anymore. And the Democrats that they reached out and touched, and the Republicans that they reached out and touched, all voted for these recalls, and they got the recalls, despite being outspent 22-1. In Virginia, with the carpetbagger governor, Terry McAuliffe, he wanted gun control. He just needed one senator. Bloomberg dumped $2.2 million into two Senate races to try to win one Senate seat. Tim Knight, Sean Maloney, and their little posse of havoc wreakers, they go out there and they keep that from happening just by getting out there and knocking on doors. The Clinton machine is based upon a lot of things, but it's based upon a lot of things foreign. But you got to remember that. And foreigners, for the most part, don't get to vote. So, you know, if you think that's going to happen, then you need to vote. You need to be talking to your friends, your family. You need to be talking to everybody. You need to back Trump if you don't want to see Clinton. Because it's not going to be, it's not just going to be Clinton. It's going to be the Supreme Court for the next 40 years. So, I do not believe in inevitability. Hillary Clinton has won elections once. And that's when she was running for the Senate. And that's when she was handpicked by Chris Dodd to go. Maybe it wasn't. I don't remember who it was. She was handpicked to replace somebody in New York as a Democratic senator. And so she became a carpetbagger. She was from Arkansas, but she was a first lady. So, I mean, you know, it's not about name recognition or anything else. So she had it. She's won that once. She lost to Barack Obama. She lost to Barack Obama. She had a very hard time with Bernie Sanders. And she has not debated Donald Trump yet. Which I do not expect Trump to be like Mitt Romney. I expect Trump to be like a, you know, like a pit bull who's developed a taste for blood. And he's going to be looking at Hillary's neck. I expect him to beat her like a baby seal. Club her like a baby seal. And, you know, there's going to be, she's not going to be able to, her appearances, her speeches, they're all unremarkable. She hasn't been out in the general population yet. That's where she's going to have trouble. Trump's got a couple of things he's got to do. He's got to get Ohio. He's got to get Ohio. And he'll figure out a way to do that, too, because he is a master of the art of the deal. But at the end of the day, you don't even need the governor of Ohio if you get out there and you've got the grassroots. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's going to be all about. How mad are you? Are you willing to get out there and do the work? Are you just going to sit back and say, "Ah, it's inevitable"? It is not inevitable. Nothing is inevitable. This idea of don't listen to the exit polls or the polling or anything else. And by the way, the polls are looking like the Donald is pulling ahead. The Donald had a very good convention. Hillary's had one that's just been. I'm sure she'll be very glad when it's over with, because it hadn't been going well. All of their celebrities and everything have been falling flat on their faces. Nothing's been working out good at all. So all they could say about the Republican convention was that Trump's wife might have plagiarized herself, and she didn't write her speech. She just read it. So how mad are you? How bad do you want it? Anything worth it? It's we're going to have to do a little work. You have to spend some time not doing the tailgating and that kind of stuff. But, you know, hour number three is coming up. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.